It's time now for Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa. Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa is brought to you each Friday in part by Franklin County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, Butler County Conservation, Franklin REC, Butler County REC, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, and Hampton Hardware. Hampton Hardware has it.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob Schaefer with KLMJ, and welcome to Outdoors North Iowa program. Joining us today will be Annette Whitrock, a naturalist with Butler County. Thanks for joining us today, Annette.
That's good to be here.
For many of us, winter temperatures are uncomfortable, but we can dress warmer or just stay in our nicely heated buildings. Not all animals have these same advantages. So how do other animals survive their frigid winters?
Yeah, so we all know some of the basic winter survival techniques of other animals. Some animals like bats, butterflies, a lot of birds will migrate. Some animals like amphibians, reptiles, insects, and even some bats will hibernate. And then others simply are able to insulate with fur or feathers to remain active throughout the winter months, which include chickadees, eagles, possums, deer, and a lot of others. But then you have those small mammals like mice and voles that actually rely on snow for survival throughout the winter. In fact, they would prefer more snow rather than less, which may seem a little counterintuitive to us.
I would have to agree. So how could this snow help these small mammals survive?
So those animals actually live in what's called the subnivian zone. Sub meaning below and nivies meaning snow. So snow covering the ground actually insulates these small animals against the cold temperatures above, and it shelters them from cold winds as well. Plus, it offers a small layer of added protection from predators like owls and fox. They have access to unfrozen seeds, grass, and other foods in this space as well. In fact, they only need about 6 inches of snow to have a sturdy roof over their heads. And if you add 2 more inches onto that, the subnivian zone in which they live will stay within 2 degrees of the freezing mark, no matter what the temperature is or the weather is above the snow.
Now that is very interesting. But how do they get around if the snow is covering the ground?
Well, of course, they're mice and voles, so they can dig tunnels. And so these mammals often will find a tree, a rock, or some shrubby area that has kind of left an open pocket in the snow. From there, they dig a long, often intricate tunnel system. The more time they have, the more elaborate the system becomes. Sometimes they'll create sleeping areas, have a separate breakfast nook, a place to cache their food, and even a place to go to the bathroom, all connected by tunnels under the snow. And they even make sure that they have air shafts up to the surface to keep the fresh air coming in.
Sounds just like our own homes. Do these underground tunnels provide full protection all winter long?
Unfortunately for them, the answer is actually no. As we've seen this year, the snow that fell early in the season eventually melted away. When this happens, they have to rely on good hiding spots and underground areas while foraging for food to stay safe from the predators. But those predators can even hear or smell them through the snow. So I read that owls can hear mice and voles running underground from 30 yards away. And that fox and coyotes can smell them even with a snow cover. So all those animals also have the ability to break through the snow with their feet to capture those animals. Another predator, the ermine, can fit in the tunnel system, so the mice and voles are certainly not safe from them. And when the snow does melt, whether it's winter or spring, we are often left with the impressions they left behind, like a map of well-used trails. Over time, of course, though, the grass and other plants will grow up and erase the proof that those small critters created that maze of safety all winter long.
I know that from time to time I've seen different TV programs or whatever, and you talk about the different predators and whatever, and I remember them watching a fox basically dive down into the snow with their snout in order to get those animals. So that's very interesting. And thank you for sharing that information with us. And what does Butler County Conservation Board have coming up that our listeners should know about?
So we are still in winter, but it's a new year, and we're creating a list of programs for the coming year. We're supposed to have a night ski on February 7th, but the weather does not look like it's going to cooperate. So we're talking about a backup plan, and we'll probably discuss that here in a couple weeks. Sounds like we're going to have a pancake feast in March. Maybe some running races this summer or fall. The Prairie State Mushroom Club is going to come this fall and present. We have summer camps and so much more coming up, but we're creating that as we speak. So be sure to follow us on social media. That's Butler County Conservation Board on Facebook and Instagram. And you can also find all of this information on mycountyparks.com, because you really don't want to miss out what we have planned this year. So you want all that information.
Sounds like a fun time coming up. Annette, thanks for joining us today. And thanks again, everyone, for tuning in to the Outdoors of North Iowa on KLMJ. Have a great weekend.
Exploring Outdoors in North Iowa has been brought to you today and every Friday in part by your hometown Hampton Hardware Store, Franklin County Pheasants Forever, Butler County REC, Franklin REC, Butler County Conservation, Wright County Conservation, and Franklin County Conservation.